Okay, today is Das Ches. We are on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We're in the second to bottom line. Today's shir we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas Etta Bas Yehoshu. His yahrzeit is today. Shama Shana Veliyah. We should only have Simchas in the Mishpacha.
Amen.
So, second to bottom line. It says, we said yesterday that the only time we mention things in our Mishnah are things that have to do with without a Maisa. Things that happen on their own. Rosh Hashanah comes, it's Rosh Hashanah for being judged. You don't do anything for that. Unlike Rosh Hashanah for Omer, Rosh Hashanah for Shtei Alechem, we actually have to do something. We didn't mention them in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Vare Regalim. What about Regalim? There's the Regalim, the Taloi, the Maisa, Vikachashiv, and it's Talion a Maisa. What Maisa is a Talion? You have to bring the carbon. What? Aluregel. No, that's not what Rosh Hashanah for Regalim means. We said it meant Baltacher. So you have to bring the carbon. So you have to do something, right? So the Gemara answers, no. Balta'acher happens on its own. You don't have to do anything to get that Avera, right? Gemara Yovlos. What about Yovel? Yovel also, you have to do something. What do you have to do for Yovel? You have to blow shofar. We're going to learn on Sunday that if you don't blow the shofar, Yovel might not happen. That Yovel, whether the Avodim go free and you're not allowed to work the land, that all the hinge is on you blowing the shofar, or Bezdin blowing the shofar. And if they don't, that doesn't happen.
Really?
Yeah. So how come Yovelos is in the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, it's a machlokas about that. Rabbi Shmuel, but no, Shlomo Yochanan, ben Baruch, it's him who said that, no, he doesn't hold himself in blowing shofar. He said that Rosh Hashanah, that Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah. That happens by itself. Rav Ashi Amar, Arba Rosh Hashanim Haim, another answer. So we said there are four Rosh Hashanahs. Shehein ba'arbi Rosh Hashanah. That only happened in four different months. In other words, more than one thing, Rosh Hashanah for Nisan was more than one thing. But it's all in Nisan. Right? Right? In other words, Rosh Hashanah for Nisan. What was there? So you have Nisan, Elul, Tishrei, and what's the fourth one? Sivan, for the Shtei Alechem. In other words, the fact that they have Maisa Behema, that takes the L. And what's in Tishrei? So many things. What's in Nisan? So many things. The Omer, the Regalim, the Malachim. It's all okay. But it's all Nisan. 4 months. Aye, but according to that, Bechad B'Shvat Ki B'Shamai. The Mechalik B'Shamai. So the Mechalik B'Shamai. Shloshol Divir HaKol. Three, everyone agrees to. Bechad B'Shvat. Machlokas B'Shamai B'Tilo. The fourth one's actually on Machlokas. But the other three, no one disputes those. Okay. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim.
The Shvat is the 15th day Shvat. It's not Rosh Chodesh.
What?
The Gemara seems to say that it's on Rosh Chodesh.
That's the Gemara's question.
And Shvat is 15 days.
But Bishamai says Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So now we're holding Bishamai? No. That three, we agree. We agree. Whatever happens in Nisan, there's no dispute. Whatever happens in Tishrei, no dispute. Whatever happens in El, there was a dispute. But at least, it's on Rosh Chodesh. Shvat, okay, there's a machlokas about it. Now, the next thing we said was, Rabbi Lazar Rishon Omer Bechad B'Tishrei. They held that Maiser Behema is on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Obviously, it's Rosh Hashanah. You're not going to be Maiser, you're not going to give Maiser on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't make a difference. That's the cutoff. Do it the day before. Rabbi Meir held Rosh Chodesh El. What's that machlokas about? So, Amar B'Yochanan, Ushnei Mikra Echad Darshu. The truth is, they're both learning it out of the same psukim. It says like this. Shenamar, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says like this. Love shu karim hatzon. The sheep wear pillows. That's what officially what it means. What it really means is that they have relations, that they mate, right? Va'amkim yatfu bar, and when the tvua is sprouting and it looks very good, yisra'u'u af yashiru. When you harvest them, they make noise. Yashir comes from the word shira. They make noise because they're knocking against each other because they've hardened already. Okay? That's a hard, difficult pasuk in Tehillim. Now the Gemara says like this. Rav Meir Omer, Ema sa, what does that have to do with Maisa Behema? Because it started off with their mating. They're mating. Right? They're mating. Then they have to give 1/10. It's Maisa. So Amos, I love Shukar Matzon. When do they mate? When did that happen? That happens. Bizman Sha'amkim Yatfu Bar. at the time when the tvuah is sprouting. The ema say amkim yad tvubar. What is that? Ba'adar. That takes it in Adar, right? So misabros ba'adar. They get pregnant in Adar. Violedes ba'av. They give birth in Av. Av is the birthing season, the end of the summer. And Rosh Hashanah Shalem El. So Rosh Hashanah is an El. Kasha, what this is, that there's no answer to this question. One of the Rishonim asks it. This is only by Behemoth Daka. By the smaller animals, it's a 5-month gestation. What about cows? Other bigger animals? It's not 5 months. So this is only. So what? Therefore, he held Rosh Hashanah to every animal. So the question is, so I think one of them said maybe because the majority of animals were these. These are rogue animals that are adopted.
Majority of animals,
right, exactly. So what's true then is true today. So that's going to be goring even the larger animals. The mating might be different. The pregnancies might be longer. It doesn't make a difference. It's going to only have one's man. It's got a different man on different animals. So they pick this man that's most convenient for the doctors, which is the rogue animals. Okay? Rabbi Lazar of Shimon Omrim, he learns the pasuk slightly differently. Amasai love shukarim hatzon. When do they get pregnant? Now we're going to skip the middle half of the pasuk. Bizman she yisra'u'u af yashiru. When there's the harvest. Amasai shibalim omros shira. What does that mean? When do the shibalos say shira? In other words, when do they knock against each other? When are they making noise, swaying in the wind? When is that? Benisan. That's a Nisan. So Nisabru b'Nisan, they give birth in Nisan. V'yoldos b'Elul, and then they get pregnant in Nisan. They give birth in Elul. Rosh Hashanah Shalahan is Tishrei. Now, this is a very difficult way of reading the pasuk. It's not the first prayer was much better because the pasuk flows right from 1 to 2 to 3. Here it goes from 1 to 3 to 2. So v'idach nami. So 1 second. So first thing, Moriah, the pointer of Meir Haksiv, doesn't it say Yisra'u'u af Yashiru? Doesn't it say that? So the Gemara says, yeah, well, Hahu ba'alfisa dahavyun b'nisan. There are certain, Rashi says, there are certain sown, certain sheep, that are latecomers. You're right. There's some that only get pregnant in Nisan, but that's not the majority. The majority get pregnant in Adar. Okay? V'idach, and according to the one who said that they get pregnant in Nisan, nami haksev ha'amkim yad fubar, don't they get pregnant in Adar? You said Nisan, but isn't it true that it's an Adar? Again, who the chafriyasa daisin me Adar? Some of them they jump the gun and they get pregnant in Adar, but it's not the rove. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about a metzias. When do the rove of the animals get pregnant? So go send somebody down and go look. Go do a study. What are they arguing about?
They know.
What?
They know.
So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about a biological fact. Not sure what they're arguing about. It. Based it on a pasuk, it's all good. But if. What? Right, it's two others. It's a good point. I'm not exactly sure what's going on here. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about biology? Not, you don't really have to argue like that. I don't know.
Are you choosing part of the passage to believe the anchor? So what are doing the other part? Ignore it?
Well, Remeir, the Remeir was, I think, easier because he said A leads to B and B leads to C. They get pregnant in Adar and they give birth and then they give birth in El. It flowed better. The second one, who said they're pregnant in Nisan, he makes the pasuk out of order. They're allowed to do that, but it doesn't flow as well. Okay, next. Bishlomo the Remeir. So according to Remeir, Dichsev Lav Shukarim Hatzon, Bizman Sha'amkim Ya'at Fubar. They get pregnant in Adar when the Tvua is sprouting. V'ikanami Yisra'u Af Yashiru. Right? But isn't it true that there's also a Nisan, which we're forgetting about? So, Ella, so that makes sense. That makes sense. As we just said, we read the Pasuk in order. Ella Rav Shimon, but according to Rav Shimon, the Pasuk's out of order. Right, because it goes 1, 3 back to 2. Ipcha mi boyle. It should have said the opposite. Love shu karamatzon. When do they get pregnant? Bizman she yisru'u af yashiru. At the time when the tvua sing. When is that? Nisan. V'ikanami da'am kim yad fubar. And by the way, there are some that get pregnant in Adar. So it's out of order, right? So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Rava, the Kuliyama. Now I'm going to say, maybe this is our answer. Kuliyama loves Shikar Matzom, but Mancha Am Kiryatfu Bar Ba'adar. Everybody agrees they get predator than another. Everybody agrees to that. Why? That's biology. They all agree to this. Vahacha Bahai Kroka Mifligi. No, so they're arguing in a different pshat. A different pasuk. What does it say? It says aser to aser. That this, what's this double lashon? Aser to aser. So the double lashon is two mices we're talking about. B'shtei mices was the custom of medaber. We're talking about two things. What are we talking about? Echad mice behema, v'echad mice dogon. One's a mice behema, one's a mice dogon. You have wheat, and you have what's the other one? Animals. Rameir savar makish mice behema or mice dogon. They're both the same. They're not both the same at all. Ma'aseh Dagon is in Tishrei. Right? So why is this Elul? Because it's the same idea. What does that mean? Ma'aseh Dagon. Samach Lagamro Isuro. When do you have to give the Ma'aser? At the end of its story, at the end of its growth, right? Says Rashi. Rashi's right here. Ma'aseh Dagon, Samach Lagamro Isuro. Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'aseros, Tishrei. The cutoff is Tishrei. Why? The Hachi Tani L'Lakamon, because we're going to learn later, Bebraisa. Tishrei samach l'gamruhu. Tishrei was the end of its growth. The chal yumos achama, the whole summer, meinichin liyavesh begronos shebesadas. They let it dry out and harden, and they're going to harvest it at the end of the summer. So it makes perfect sense. It's the end of the harvest. That's now you give meiser. So too, af meiser behema, samach l'gamruhu isuro. So too, that's the end of the birthing, which is an elul. Perfect time to give meiser. Rabbi Elazar v'Shimon Savri, no. Makish ma'aseh behema la'maaseh dagon. The different hekesh. Ma'aseh dagon Rosh Hashanah shelo Tishrei. Af ma'aseh behema Rosh Hashanah shelo Tishrei. So it's a machloket. Okay, good. Next. Then we said be'echad b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanim. Echad b'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for the years. What does that mean? Shanah for the years. What does that mean? L'may hilchasa amar of Papa l'shtaros. Writing a document. Ditnan, we learned this on the bees. Shtarei chov hamukdamin. Psulim, if you predate a shtar, it's puzzle. Why? Why is it puzzle? Because if I'm, let's do people. Reuven and Shimon. Reuven lends Shimon $1 million. Reuven wants to make sure Shimon pays it back. So Reuven now has a lien on all of Shimon's property. But if anything Shimon sells, Reuven has a lien on that too. Right? But that's only once the loan took place. If Shimon sold property the day before he got this loan, Reuven has no lien on that property. It's before the loan. So if you predate a shtar, you're messing around with all the liens. What? Oh, the Gemara doesn't ask that question. Didn't we say Nisan? So the Gemara doesn't ask that question in a minute. But you need a cutoff. And the Gemara says, by the way, Hamu Ocharin Ksherut. If you postdate a shtar, that's okay. Because all you're doing is hurting yourself. You're preventing yourself from having more leaf. You want to agree to that? You could do that. It's not possible. It's kosher. One second. Okay, so that's what it means. So therefore, they would count the kings. So you know, and there's more to say now. And they used to write in the shtar. It's the fifth year of such and such a king. They used to do that. They used to make an arbitrary cutoff of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That way they go, okay, when did this guy become the king? He became the king. Wasn't it like the third day of Shvat? No, it was the fifth day of Shvat. Who remembers that? 8 years ago. Nobody remembers Rosh Hashanah. Everyone can remember that. That's a cutoff. It's all good. Right? So the Gemara says, I bought nan, be'echad b'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim. One second. We said it's Rosh Hashanah Nisan. That's true. Ve'amrina l'may hilchasa amr v'chista l'shtaros. So which one is it? Is it Rosh Chodesh Nisan or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Lokasha Khan by Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Lamachi Yisrael for Jewish kings. Khan Lamachi Umatz Olam, and for Tishrei is by the Goyish kings. Elahad Amr of Chista Lo Shadu Elamachi Yisrael Avamachi Umatz Olam Mitishra Minyanon. So of Chista Mas Nisan Asalash Minyan. So what's Chista telling you? Something in a Mishnah? We know that already. It was the first Mishnah. What's it telling us? So the Gemara says Lo of Chista Kroy Asalash Minyan. He's coming to give us a pasuk for it. What pasuk did he give us? He didn't give us a pasuk at all, right? Which we're gonna have, which we had in that back on the Gimel, we had the pasuk for this. Remember that with all the with Dayavesh, the whole pasukim to prove his point. V'bayseima, Rav Chista, Kerbzera, Masnila. that Reb Chisda holds like Reb Zera. The Reb Zera Amar L'Tkufa, that Reb Zera said, that Reb Zera said that when the Mishnah said that Rosh Hashanah is, that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for the Shanim, he meant for the Tkufa. How do they translate that word Tkufa? For the seasons. What does that mean? What does that mean? Based upon the beginning of the world, which is in Tishrei. Why? Why? That's what this big talk is about. So one second, Rabbi Lazar, he da'am Rabbi Tishrei nivra olam. And so Rabbi Lazar, by the way, holds that the world was created in Tishrei. So for some reason, which I'm not 100% sure, because I didn't really understand it, it makes a difference for the seasons going forward for the rest of history if the world was created in Nisan or in Tishrei. Why? Because it's different seasons. One's Nisan, one's Tishrei. So it makes a difference going forward, right?
No.
It makes a difference. This is what the Gemara says.
I understand that. At both beginnings of the season.
Right.
Nisan is the Tkufa technically of going into summer.
Correct.
Springtime.
Right.
And Tishrei should be going into the fall, even though they don't really have a fall either.
Right. I don't understand.
That's how we call it Tkufa anyway.
What?
We have two Tkufas that I know of.
We really have four, right? It's four seasons.
Right, but
I know. I tell you the truth. I don't understand it. What? I don't understand it. It's a very big tosis. It goes way onto oven base. And he says in there that he talks about there of the first year. That Rosh Hashanah, he says his Tosfos, it's not some. I thought it was a mystical idea. It's a Tosfos that when we say that Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that really means the day that Adam Arishon was born. And really, the world was created either on the 25th of Elul or the 25th of Adar. So that you get to Rosh Hashanah is really the day, first day of man. There's a machlok, it's what you do with those 5 days, those 6 days. Is that year one? Is that year zero? He calls it Shnas Tohu. What does that mean?
No, the whole thing doesn't make sense. The world was created today. It's one.
What?
It's just created. It's going to be the sixth day of what other. The world when was there. The first and
what?
Second and third
stuff
day?
Was there, right?
When?
Before, there was nothing there.
Gracious Baruch Hakim, right? We don't really believe in evolution. Even if it was there, we believe God put it there. Right. Even if it was there 15 billion years before Hashem said, Yehi Or, okay, I can't argue with that. I could, but I'm not going to. Hashem still did it. That's the difference between an apikoros and an apikoros. Hashem still did it. What is all that called? Nobody knows. Tulsa's
right,
not assuming that. Exactly. Yeah, 100%. Year one is when man was created. That's the purpose of creation.
So how can Gemara say that Rosh Hashanah, when the creation was on the third day of whatever month? Third day of the month, what was on the first?
What do you mean third day of the month?
Third day.
Hashem created grass on the third day.
Right.
Yeah, what's
so
it
called? And that's the beginning of the year.
That's the BAE, before the other marriage.
Right, before Adam. What that means, nobody knows. I'll just tell you one thing. Every Rishon said it means 24 hours. Rashi said it, the Rambam says it, the Ramban says it, it means 24-hour days. You know, it's a good answer. Well, it means eras, it can be billions of years. No one says that.
Sure.
No Rishon says that. Oh. The later Rachmanim say it. Other Frum people said it later. No. It's not easy. It's not an easy story. But there's something I wanted to talk about. Yeah. Right. Correct. It could have been. No Rishon says that, though. That's the problem. But it could be. Listen, this is an answer not going to resolve. Learn that feel me. But Tosfos in here reminds us of the statement of Shmuel. Shmuel's an Amora. When did Shmuel live?
What year?
Yeah.
300?
In 300, right?
A little before.
Shmuel said that a lunar month, in the 200s, in a lunar month, Shmuel said, which Tosfos here quotes, a lunar month is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakim. Okay? 29 days, 12 hours, 793. It's called Choftes Yud Beis 793. It's a short time. If you see that somewhere, that's what it is. That's what he held. How did he know that?
On the cutting edge of technology,
right? How off was he? How long is a lunar month?
A few seconds
ago. He's off, according to NASA. He's off by. According to NASA, the length of a month is 29 days. 0.530588, which is a difference of 6 millionths of a day. You hear that? That's how many zeros are here? 5 zeros and a 6. That's how off they were. Because this is trying to show that, how could anyone know that? How could Shmuel know that back then and be so accurate? How could he be so accurate? It's amazing, no? What? He's an abacus to measure the length of a lunar month. So by the way, we have solar months sitting in with lunar months to make sure that Pesach is always in Nisan. So there's a pirush on the Rambam in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. It just says Mafarish. I don't know who that is. He asks the following question. Ready for this? And he doesn't answer it because there's no answer. He says like this. So a lunar year, how much is a lunar year? If you do that lunar month times 12, you get 354 days, 8 hours, 876 chalak. We assume that a solar year is 365 days and 6 hours. Okay? That's the standard, give or take a few like minus seconds. It's more by 10 hours, 21 days, and 204 chalakim. So 7 leap years, by the way, we have 7 leap years every 19 years to make it fit. 7 leap years every 19 years. So every 19 years, there were 235 months. Why? 12 times 19 is 228, plus 7 extra. It's 235. Okay? Every 19 years, the cycle comes back. So every 19 years. 19 solar years, right, comes out to 6,939 days and 18 hours. 235 lunar months comes out to 16 hours and 595 chalakim. That's 1 hour and 485 chalakim off every 19 years since creation happened. How do you account for that? How do you account for that? Which means that we're losing time. An hour, a little bit of an hour every 19 years. So someone wants to figure out how many cycles were there since the beginning of creation. How off are we? Which should mean that at some point we're going to start to have Nisan not in the spring. I don't know how many years it's going to take for this to matter.
It hasn't happened, right?
It's interesting. It's not going to happen, right? What?
We keep adjusting.
What are we adjusting? These are the numbers. With the adjustment, we're still off an hour. An hour every 19 years. It's not a lot of time. Right? It's not a lot. It's only an hour and a few seconds every 19 years.
24 times 19, and you got a whole day. Right?
What?
24 times 19, you got a day. Right?
Right. So every 24 times 19, you have one day. It's not that much time. But it's slowly, slowly happening. Okay. Where are we up to? Yeah.
It's like the Dead Sea is evaporating.
It's right. And the okay, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar Ladin. Now you know why Rosh Hashanah is called the Rosh Hashanah of the years? Because you're judged, right? Ditziv Meireishis Hashanah V'Yerachmas Shana. Meireishis Hashanah in the beginning of the year Nidon Mahi Ebesofa. We know already what's going to be at the end of the year. How do you, right? So Rosh Hashanah is already decided. So if it's decided on Rosh Hashanah, what's going to be at the end of the year? Why do you daven every day?
You can't.
Tosas asked that question. Tell us this, what are you davening for? You already decided. You want to daven for Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, I understand. Once Yom Kippur is over, what are you davening for? Tell us this, that. We have to wait a few more days. I think he asked in Daf Yud Ches. So it's like 10 days. We'll get that question. Okay? What are the answers? I don't know.
But
I
know.
What?
What do I hope he doesn't say?
You might not want to change your law.
If it's a sign, what happened to
Bechira? So what happened to Bechira? So on Rosh Hashanah, on Shavuos night, I'm giving a shir on Bechira.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, come Shavuos night, you'll hear a shir on Bechira.
There's a shameless plug.
What? So what?
Are you
going
to have... What?
Are you going to have also about how you're supposed to change that?
No. No.
Is there a conclusion to your
plug? Absolutely. Yeah. How many? 315. So it's 315 hours off. How many? It's more than a day. It's a lot of days.
It's 6,000 years.
But you know, you need someone who thought that question. Whoever this Mafari is, thought up this question.
Sorry, it's 719.
So it could be there's an answer to this question. Could be there's an answer. Maybe there are adjustments. I know, like
45.
What?
45.
The solar calendar is adjusted. The answer could be. But that, but those adjustments are only on days. That they take away the leap year on the year 2000, right? Every 100 years it's supposed to be a leap year. It's not a leap year. 1900 is a divisible by 4. It was not a leap year.
Correct.
Every 100 years they don't make a leap year to. But how does that? That's only one day. How does that affect?
One day is 24 hours.
What?
Solar.
Solar.
One day is 24. Right.
Every 100 years, February 29th. There's no February 29th. There should be one, but there isn't one. For your adjustment.
24. Okay. Every 24, 19 years.
Right.
You're right. So, a day. That's less than that.
Right. Or also, right. It's a good point. Also, maybe as long as maybe you know in the 1500s. In the 1500s, the solar calendar got changed. The Gregorian. So maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe there are other adjustments made to the solar calendar I don't know about. I don't know. You know? It's interesting stuff. I'm busy with this all the time. It's very interesting. Anyway, next. Mimai de Tishrei who? How do you know this is Tishrei? It says, Mereshis Hashana Arach Roshana. From the beginning. Who said it's Tishrei? The Tzibet says, Tikku b'chod ha-shofar, b'ketzel yom chagenu, Ezehu chag she-hachodesh mischasebo. Which month can't you see? Which month is covered up? Which yontif is covered up? Havyom, is there Rosh Hashanah? Why is Rosh Hashanah covered up? Says Rashi, because you can't see the moon. Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos says, you know why it's covered up? Because you don't mention the chatuses of, you don't mention the karbonos of Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah davening, even though we do today. That's what he says. That's what it means, it's covered up. You don't mention, that's a funny thing. Tosfos says, I do it. It says in the Tosfos, he says, I do say, Rabbeinu Tam says, I do say it. It's a big deal. You mention those karbonos, you don't mention them, you know? So that's a different Tosfos said. Anyway, Uksiv, it says, Kichok Yisrael hu b'shpat l'lokei Yaakov. Pan Rabbanon, Kichok Yisrael hu b'shpat l'lokei Yaakov, Malamit she'ein bezin shalmaila nichnasin l'din, bezin shalmaila can't judge, elim can't kidshu bezin shalmata, it's a chodesh. We also do kiddush achodesh. Because without us doing kiddush achodesh, the month doesn't change. That's more of a mystical idea. It's more of a hashkaf idea. What do you mean the month doesn't change? You can't have a Nisan for 50 days. What does that mean? Right? It means that Hashem on some level is bound by us. That's what it means on some level. But we set it in motion. So we've set it in motion to be fixed. Still us. Correct, but we fixed it. That it should continue like this. Tanya idach ki chok Yisrael hu. Ainli Elo Yisrael. I only know this is for Jews. Umu to Olam and Nine. What about Goyim? We're also judged. We're also people. Tamalom Mar Mishpat L'Lokei Yaakov. Im Kain Ma Tamalom Kichok Yisrael. Malam Eich Yisrael Nifnas and Tchil Adin. The Jews are judged first. Kid Rav Chista. Dam Rav Chista. Melech V'Tzibur. Melech Nifnas Tchila. The king goes in first. Ladin. Shneamar Mishpat Avodav, which is the Melech. Umishpat Amo. My timer. What's the reason for that? So ibay seima lav urach ara lemeka malcha avroy. It's not nice to leave the king waiting outside. You don't leave the chashev person waiting in the waiting room. He goes first. Ibay seima. I'm not sure of this answer. Mikame dilafush charonach. I think this means that as time goes on, Hashem gets more angry as he sees more and more people. It's not to bother him. Look at this terrible. Let the Jews go first. Hashem's not so angry yet, right? If that's what it means, which I think that's what it means, then the Melech goes before the Jews. So how does that work? I understand between Jews and Goyim, I'll let the Jews go first because I like them better, so I'm not so angry yet. So Hashem does that to the Melech, and then we're left getting Hashem gets angry at us. Yeah. Okay, next. L'shmita, Rosh Hashanah, for the Shemitah is Rosh Hashanah. Minolam, how do you know that? If it says, U'bashana hashviyas, Shabbat, Shabbaton, Yil Aretz. The Gamar, Shana Shana Mitishrei. It's a Gzera Shava. Kidditsiv, Mereshit Hashanah. So V'ligmar, Shana Shana Minisan. Why don't you take the Gzera Shava from Nisan? Kidditsiv, Roshin Hulachel, L'chachi Hashanah. So we gave the same answer yesterday, why we learned the Gzera Shava from Nisan and not from Tishrei. Why? Danin, Shana, She'ein Ima Chadashim. This pasuk doesn't have months. It just says a year. Mishana she'ein ima chadashim, and the pasuk of Shemitah also doesn't mention any months. Ve'ein donin shana she'ein ima chadashim mishana she'eish ima chadashim. So therefore, we're going to learn a zera shava from a pasuk that has years to a pasuk that has years, and not throw in a pasuk that has years and months too. Okay, next Yovlos. So Yovlos is Rosh Hashanah. When's Rosh Hashanah for Yovel? Is Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says Rosh Hashanah. Dechad b'tishrehu. Yovlos b'yud tishrehu. Son Yom Kippur. Dechsev Yom HaKippurim ta'aviru shofar. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Hamani, our Mishnah is, we said this already, Rabbi Shmuel b'noosh Rabbi Yochanan ben Barokihi, d'tanya. Ukidashtim eshnas hachamishim shana. You have to sanctify the 50th year. Ma tamad lomar, what does that mean? Lefi shenemar b'yom HaKippurim. Since it says Yom Kippur, Yachol, Lo Tehe Miskadeshes, Elam Yom Kippur, and Be'elech. So you know what? Yovel begins on Yom Kippur. Tamad Lomar, no. V'kidash Nemesnash HaChamishim. You sanctify the 50th year, Melamed, Shem Miskadeshes, V'holeches Mitzchilasa. It's Kodesh from Rosh Hashanah. What goes on during those 10 days? It's a limbo state. Mikan, Amar Bishmol, listen to this Gemara. The Avadim can't go home. They can't go home yet. But they don't work either. So it's some kind of limbo. Ella, Ochlin, Vishosin, Usmechim. They eat, they drink, they're happy. They can wear a crown. They're not a slave anymore. They're a free man. They can wear a crown. Kivan Shi Gia. Yom HaKippurim, and when Yom Kippur comes, Tiku Bezdin Shofar, Bezdin blows the shofar, Nifteru Avdehem Lebateyem, Avadim can go home, Vesados Chazeret Lebaleyem. And the Sados go back also. There's a whole discussion that this Gemara says that Bezdin blows shofar. It's a whole discussion. I mean, Chachinach has a shaila. What about every person, every shul? Do they also blow, or just Bezdin? Mashin, I like that, right? Even the Minchas Chinuch says, even though Bezdin blows shofar, it's a mitzvah to blow shofar yourself. It's a mitzvah to blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Right? Last Shal Shudas, the rabbi said, how many Yovels were there? 14. That's what he said. There were 14 Yovels in history. 14 times it happened.
Yeah, 86.
What?
It was 86.
Yeah, eight were what?
Eight were when we were...
Right. And Chaim Kanievsky said, what? There were 8 and 6. And Chaim Kanievsky said, that's why in 8 Yovels, there were 14 times it mentions the word Yovel in the parish of Bahar. 8 of them were Mole and 4 and 6 of them were Chaser, without above. Because it was a different...
Well, they
didn't have the base of Mikdash.
All the tribes didn't have. You have to have all the tribes have to be in Israel.
What?
Everyone had to be living in Israel when they had the Yovel.
Right. So when that happened, right. So when Yeshua Ben Nun went in, they did have that.
Yes.
They had that till Sancheirev.
Right.
Yeah. How much is that? Well, 850 years till the Beis HaMikdash was built. Right? Till the Beis HaMikdash was built, 850 years.
Yeah,
840 years.
What? When was the Beis HaMikdash built?
I'm wrong.
It was
400 years it was when it was built. And it stood for 400 years.
When
and that's for 410. It's 850.
When did Sacherib come? He came before.
He came like 150 years before the destruction.
Right.
So 700 years. Right? Now, Rabbanan. What about the Rabbanan? What about the Rabbanan? What do they do with this Pasuk? What do they do with this Pasuk? They hold that Rosh Hashanah began, that the Yovel begins on Yom Kippur. Right? So what do they do with this pasuk over here of right? What do they do with the pasuk of Kidashtim Esnash Shnatz HaChamishim Shana? What do they do with that? The answer is Shonim Atam Makadesh. We count the year. We Atam Makadesh Chadashim. We don't count individual months in the year. Okay. We'll do another minute. Then we're going to get into the Tanya Idah. Yovel he. It says in the Torah, it's Yovel. Ma Talmud Lomar. Why did it have to say that? Because that's Pasuk Yud Aleph. And a Pasuk Yud it said, also it's Yovel. Lefi Shenemar. V'kidashtem esnash hachamishim. Since it says, you should sanctify the 50th year. Yachal, I would think, Kishem Shem Miskadeshet V'olechas Mitchila, Kach Miskadeshet V'olechas B'sofa. That just like, in the beginning of the year, we blow the shofar on on Yom Kippur, but we hold Yovel for 10 days before. So too, I would think, at the end of Yovel, you do the same thing. That what?
What's the significance of the end of Yovel?
What?
What's the significance of the end of Yovel? Nothing happens at the end of Yovel. It'll happen at the beginning of Yovel.
What do you mean? It lasts for a year. So maybe it lasts for a year and 10 days. Maybe it lasts for a little longer. The Al Tishma, don't ask me a question. Shari Mosifi Michal Ala Kodesh. We always do that. We add on Kodesh. What do you mean we always do that? How do you know that?
When?
What?
When?
What do you mean when?
We always do it. I have to work.
Yeah, we always do it. Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Shemitah, Yovel. We always do it. Talmud Lomar, Yovel he? No, that's what it says Yovel. Shnas HaChamishim. Shnas HaChamishim Ata Makadesh. 50th year. V'yata Makadesh, Shnas HaChamishim Ba'achat. And it doesn't go into the 51st year. Do two more lines. V'Rabbanon. What about the Rabbanon? They hold it starts Mamash on Yom Kippur. Shnas HaChamishim Atamona, V'yatamona Shnas HaChamishim Ba'achat. They count 50, not 51. La fuke mi Rabbi Yehuda. To exclude the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar who said, Shnas Chamishim Olukan Olukan. He held that the 50th year is also year one. Right? Kamash Malon below. No, it's not true. We hold it's year 49, year 50, then the next year is year one. Rabbi Yehuda held 49, 50, year two. We don't hold like that.
That's according to him.
Yeah.
This type of.
And the whole thing is off. The whole thing is off according to him.
Should we then start year one, which is year
two? Exactly, exactly. Every 50 years, you're off a year, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Exactly, yeah. I don't think we hold like him. It doesn't matter. They're not arguing on Shemitah. They're only arguing on Yovel. Oh, no, they are arguing on Shemitah. They are, because he'll be a year off. Every 50 years, he's a year off, 100%. So
according to him, then it is 2 years ago.
Correct. Everyone holds like that.
Well, for 1 year, but 2 years.
No, everyone holds 2 years. 49 is a Shemitah year. And then 50 is a Yovel year.
Right, 3 years.
Right, so he's more making, because he's better for the farmers. Yes. He's a little bit better, he's a year less. All right, we'll stop here. Just one more. What? Correct. So just to leave you, now we're going to get into the discussion about Tosefes, Shabbos, and Yom Kippur, and Shemitah, and all that Tosefes. So leave me with the following question. A person, on a typical Friday, we're going to see tomorrow, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, to have Tosefes Shabbos. Mitzvah d'oraisa, to have Tosefes Shabbos. Person goes, takes a shower, gets home from work on a Friday, takes a shower, comes to shul, davens mincha. When does he mekabel Tosefes Shabbos? When does that happen?
You make Shabbos at 7 o'clock.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the summertime. It's a problem there too. When does it happen? Because once you daven mincha, once you finish mincha.
Why is it the early? Why can't it be on the tail?
It's on both ends.
It's on both ends.
In the end of Shabbos, we all do it. But at the beginning of Shabbos, where do you do it? How do you do it?
When does Shabbos technically start?
It starts at Shkia. But once you daven mincha, how can you now have Tosefes? What? Because after Shkia. It's after Shkia.
No,
Shkia is a Suffolk. So the Tosefes is beside Shkia.
Does it start Shkia because you're better or the right? Or
it's a Suffolk. So that's your Tosefes? Well, anyway, it could be Shabbos anyway. It could be Shabbos anyway. So what's the... It's not an easy answer.
Everyone's wondering, of course,
What? Yeah. All right. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day and a good Shabbos.